surreal day and a shocking day. Talk us through what was found earlier today.
Well, it's about noon. Eisbrand wanted to prepare his carriage and the horses for his ride in the marathon, and then the carriage was covered and his son took the cover off, and then they discovered that the carriage was damaged.
And how bad was the damage?
Well, all the seats, the pillows, I don't know if it's the real word, the seats and the pillows of the grooms were damaged by a sharp thing. I think it's a knife or something like that. The pole, which is in front of the horses, there is also a soft thing on it, and that was also damaged. And there was oil, a fluid for the braking system, all around the plateau where the grooms are.
So, in a sense, the carriage was completely unusable when they found it this morning.
Yes, of course. And the most important concern we had, that what is happened with the braking system? Does somebody put some sand or some other fluid in the reservoir? So that was our main concern, because when you are going into a marathon and the braking system is not working properly, it's a real big risk.
And people sort of speculating sabotage and everything, but sort of there's also a sense of bewilderment that anything like this could happen in the sport of driving.
Yeah, you're right. We were all upset about it, yeah. I think it's a real idiot, yeah.
And then he was able to drive, but there had to be some changes to the his schedule. How easy was it to get that to enable the repairs to take place and to be able to compete?
That was very, very difficult, because the technical delegate was so strict about his decision. He had to start at his original time, and also the grand jury was stating he had to drive at his original time. And about 1 o'clock we were still discussing with the grand jury and the technical delegate, and they didn't want to change anything, but the carriage was there, still investigated by the Kentucky State Police, and the technician was repairing. So it's not possible to prepare a carriage with four horses in just a quarter of an hour before your marathon.
And were you able to, and how were you able to persuade the technical director and the grand jury that you needed to change?
Well, the regulations are stated when there is no rule, then you can ask the chef d'équipe about what to do with this decision. And we are asking also to the organization to cooperate with us. So the grand jury finally talked to all the, did consultate all the chef d'équipe, and they all said there's no problem.
And going into his test, I mean, presumably, he still, even the repairs were carried out, was he still worried that there may be a damage while competing? Because it must have been at the back of his mind.
Well, there was, of course, there was he was worried. But when Eisbrand is at the first obstacle, he's so concentrated and so focused, so I don't think that's in the marathon, that's a problem. But his wife was very concerned that there was, well, maybe they could have done something to the horses. She was also worried about the horses. So the horses were only 50 meters away of the carriage.
But it looks like you've got a gold medal now, though. So yes, there's some good has come out of
yeah,
it. But
yeah,
it's still,
sure.
it is a shock, and presumably everyone is still going around what on earth went on.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. It was a very penible situation, and we were very concerned, and we were very glad of the final solution, and of course the wonderful marathon of Eisbrand.